Masechet Kedushin, Paragimel, Mishnevot. Ha'omer l'isha, harat mekudeshes li amenasha adabar alayich l'shulta. Ve'efe imach kapayel. Somebody is mekadesh an isha, and he said this Kedushin should go into effect on condition that I speak on your behalf to the government, or I work for you as a day worker. Dibar alayich l'shulta, ve'efe imach kapayel mekudeshes. If he went ahead and spoke on her behalf to the government, or he went ahead and worked for her as a day worker, then the Kedushin will go into effect if he has Edim that he fulfilled his condition. V'imlav enim Kedushin. If he does not have Edim that he fulfilled his condition, then the Kedushin does not go into effect. Instead, it is a suffix Kedushin, as we do not know whether he fulfilled his condition or not. So therefore, it's a suffix whether the Kedushin went into effect or not. Now, the Mishnah is talking about where besides fulfilling the condition, he gave her kesef, b'shach kedushin. He was mekadesh her with the kesef, just he made this condition. But if he did not give her kesef, b'shach kedushin, even if he worked for her or spoke on her behalf to the government, the kedushin does not go into effect. Even though you don't have to give dafka kesef for the kedushin, you can give shava kesef, anything of value you can give, and this certainly has value that he spoke on her behalf to the government or he worked for her, even so, the Kedushin is not chal. The reason is that we have a klal, yeshna l'schiris metchila batsof. When somebody does a job for you, as soon as he starts working for you, you owe him money for the part of the work that he has already done. So therefore, when he finishes the work, the money that you have to give him is like a loan, as you already were mechuyev to give it to him when he started working for you for the work that he has already done. And you can't be mekadesh and isha with a loan. You have to be mekadesh and isha with kesef that you are giving her b'shach kedushin. So therefore, when you work for her or you speak on her behalf, that's like a loan. You can't be mekadesh her with that. You have to give her kesef b'shach kedushin. Amenasha yirta abba, rasa ha'ab mekudeshes ve'imlav ina mekudeshes. Somebody is mekadesh and isha on condition that his father agrees to the condition. The Gemara explains the condition is that his father does not protest the condition within 30 days. If the father agrees, meaning he does not protest within 30 days, the Kedushin is chal. But if the father does not agree, he protests within 30 days, then the Kedushin is not chal. Meisa'av, harezu mekudeshes. If the father dies within 30 days, then the Kedushin is chal. If the father did not protest before he died. Meis ha'ben, melandin ha'av lomar she'ena rosa. If the son dies within 30 days, the son that was mekadesh to Isha, died before the 30 days were up, then we advise the father to protest the Kedushin and say that he does not agree to the Kedushin. As if the father does not protest the Kedushin, then the Kedushin will have gone into effect from the Shas Kedushin when the son was still alive. So therefore, we tell him to protest the Kedushin. That way, if the son died without children and he has brothers, she would not be required to get chalitza before she gets remarried. Masechet Kedushin, Paragimel, Mishnah Zayin. Kidashti es biti, ve'eini yodea l'mikidashtia. A father said that I was mekadesh my daughter to somebody, just I do not recall to who I was mekadesh her. As a father has the right to marry off his daughter, while she is a ketana or a nara. Uba echad v'amar ani kidashtia neman. And somebody comes along and says, I am the one that you are mekadesh her to, he is believed, and he can marry her. As a chachamim feel, a person does not have the gall to say in front of the father that I'm the one you are mekadesh her to, if he would be lying, as he would be afraid that the father would realize that he is not the one, so therefore he is believed. Zeh amar ani kidashtia, v'zeh amar ani kidashtia. If two people come along, both of them claiming, I'm the one you are mekadesh her to, shneim nosen and get, they both have to give a get, as we cannot trust either one of them to marry her, and since each one of them is contradicting the other, therefore neither one of them can marry her, they would both give her a get, and then she would be mutter to get remarried to somebody else. V'imratzu echad noisen get v'echad kanev. If they are agreeable that one of them should give a get, then the other one can marry her.